The University of Cape Town, or UCT, prides itself on being a diverse university with a wide curricula and 6 faculties: commerce, engineering and built environment, law, health sciences, humanities and science. Unlike many other African universities, UCT is financially stable, with its largest source of income being the South African government. Still, educational institutions are encouraged to become more self-reliant and to reduce costs and improve efficiencies within their faculties and departments. Today, a first-year student can expect to pay a minimum of $1,700 for tuition and $2,500 for accommodation. International students can expect to pay double these amounts, which is on par with international rates, since the South African government subsidy does not cover international students. UCT's recognition as a world-class university has also attracted a large number of international students, including Africans. This year alone, UCT accepted 4,000 students from more than 104 countries. UCT has 20,000 students, 16% of them from other African countries. UCT has also set up an International Academic Programs Office, which handles international student issues that include tuition fees, accommodation, study permits, and orientation programs. Nan Warner is the manager of a program that includes the liberal and performing arts, social sciences, humanities, economics, and education. She's also the acting director of the university's International Academic Programs Office, IAPO.
The thrust to broaden our participation in African linkages is part of this approach. South Africans are still in the process of coming out of isolation from each other's communities, from the rest of the world, and most particularly from other African countries. In many first world countries, the University of Cape Town was and is well known at universities and research centres. In the academic rankings of World Universities of 2005, UCT was placed in the category 200 to 300 of the top 500 universities in the world. It was also ranked first in both Africa and South Africa. When the academic boycotts were lifted, people felt free to visit and to study at UCT. They were comfortable with the quality of the teaching and research carried out at UCT. And added to that was the lure of relatively low fees and low cost of living in Cape Town, compared to that at home or in other first world countries.
International students at the University of Cape Town also rank the university's curricula as one of the best in Africa. Fulata Zimba was born in Zambia and later moved to Namibia. He is currently studying for a degree in engineering at the University of Cape Town. His two sisters graduated from the university and are now currently employed in Namibia.
Oh, of course, UCT is better. That's why international students are here, because the standard is just much higher than other universities in Southern Africa.
Kilebogile Kwangwa is a student from Botswana, also studying at the University of Cape Town.
Well, when I finished high school, I wanted to study film. And at the time, the only university that had film and media, I guess, was the University of Cape Town. It had a reputation, and I wanted to go to an internationally recognized institution as opposed to a smaller film school. And also in South Africa, the feature film industry is booming in Cape Town, so I thought it would be best for me to be right in the heart of it.
Not only is UCT attracting African students, but also students from as far as the United States. Carla Ward is a student from the state of Connecticut, currently doing her postgraduate studies at UCT. She found out about the university through the United States Center for International Educational Exchange, which offered her a program to study in South Africa.
So I did a study semester here, and I liked it a lot, so I decided there's more that I can learn, especially there in Cape Town, so I came back. This one has a lot more popularity, or it's well respected, so that kind of helps me to decide that I would want to go here as opposed to anywhere else, because it's considered a good university, a good research university.
Most of the students here are encouraged to offer their voluntary support to Cape Town's disadvantaged communities. Through these community services, South Africans and international students attempt to redress some of the injustices of the past by contributing to the future of communities in need. The University of Cape Town provides much-needed professionals in various South African sectors that help promote economic growth, including business and education. The student graduation rate is currently at 25% per annum, arguably one of the highest in the country. For VOA Africa, I'm Unathi Kondile in Cape Town, South Africa.